you ever fall in love with a perpetually bad lover? You know, the guy who attracts you like, well, not like a fly to honey, because you're no fly, and he's no honey. But, yeah, he attracts you like a moth to a yellow flame, even though there's no godly reason you can fathom. I mean, he's got issues, or rotten politics, or rotten taste, or big selfish streak that runs down his back like the white stripe on the back of a skunk. But the fact is, you're attracted. And it's not the amore, because this man does it like a teenage boy, touching you like you're some foreign object. And then doing whatever he does, that truth to tell doesn't do all that much for you. So what is it that draws you into a perpetual state of frustration, consternation, with the K-ration man? Do you just love what you are not? For the sheer courageous experiment and utter premier patience? After one, two, ten ultimate non-orgasmic experiments, do you turn into a Black Widow spider and eat him alive? Or do you just brush the dust off your wings and take flight? Or do you make the futile, fatal error of trying to teach him how to soothe, groove, and send you soaring satisfied over the elusive and inexplicable rainbow? Whether your love walks on timid feet or struts in bold boots, the best you can do with a bad lover is make him a friend, because you may need him to help you carry some boxes when you're on the move, or bury a dead body when you're on the run. But like the moth near the flame, the question is not, what am I doing here, but how shall I get away before I get burned?